Chapter 4. I gaped at the Hessler house. Like many of the other houses in the historic presidential neighborhood in Deadwood, the place was a 19th century Victorian with a multi-gabled roof and 2+ stories. However, unlike the surrounding houses, it suffered from loneliness, evident by the peeling paint, missing roof shingles, and rusting front gate. It was going to take some serious nursing to remove the Norman Bates curb appeal. My right eye began to twitch. The front gate's hinges screamed at me as I opened it. Scraggly patches of shin-high grass drooped over the walkway, snagging at my nylons. The paint-starved floorboards groaned underfoot when I climbed the steps onto the veranda-style porch. No doorbell to be found. I pulled open the wooden, gingerbread-style screen door and yelped when the whole thing broke off its rusty hinges. If I were a believer in omens, this one would be up there with croaking crows and howling hounds. Now all I needed was a black cat. I laid the screen against the wall, wiped my hands on my soft suede skirt, and knocked on the front door. Thunder boomed, low and distant. I peeked around the porch's roof. Cumulus clouds billowed in the western sky. The hills were thirsty, but in a land littered with dry tinder, lightning kindled nightmares. Footfalls thumped toward me from inside the house. I turned to the door as it swung wide. "Miss Parker, welcome to my humble abode." Wolfgang's smile could have charmed the stockings off a preacher's wife. Lucky for me, my pantyhose were control top. I tried to crack a grin in return, but my cheeks would have none of it.